Jesus said to his disciples, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give gifts and gifts will be given you. good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord. The nice thing about this gospel is that it provides us a little more information than the Matthean version, which says just don't judge and you won't be judged. And of course the world takes up that theme. Oh, see, you're judging. Anytime somebody calls into account any notion that, well, gee, you know, maybe you're doing something wrong. And what this text tells us is that what Jesus means is the judgment of condemnation. Don't judge, and it uses kind of Hebrew poetry where the rhyme is in the thought, not in the sound. And it says here again, don't judge and you won't be judged. Stop condemning and you won't be condemned. So the Lord says here, look, pay attention, he's saying. The judgment in question is that of condemnation. Now, in other words, it's not a judgment about right and wrong. It's not a judgment, you know, over and over again, Scripture tells us to correct the sinner. So that is not the judgment in question. But the judgment in question is this condemning, you know, you deserve hell, or, you know, just throw the book at them. You know, this extreme, strong and bitter kind of condemning type of judgment that is forbidden us. And the Lord simply warns, look, if you're going to be harsh, you're going to be judged harshly. But if you're merciful, you'll be merciful. So we're clear that we need to call each other to account. We're clear that there's a right and wrong that we need to point out to each other. But we are as kind as possible. We're as merciful as possible. There is time when punishment is called for, but there is also a time to be merciful and kind. Patient. So this is what the Lord counsels in a gospel like this. And then he warns us, you know, the measure that you measure to others will be measured to you.